This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Little thing is powerful. It's like, really? It's the cutest sex toy I've ever seen. It's round and it's just so cute. Listen, all I know is that I lasted all about 93 seconds. Right. Yeah, and I was done.
I love a quick nut.
Listen, I screamed and let it out, closed the porn off my phone, turned around, said my prayers and went to bed. People have been trying to convince me since COVID to do OnlyFans, to put on a belly and just squirt stuff on my tits.
Yeah!
You're listening to Laid Bare.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day today.
Hey guys, and welcome to Laid Bare, your favorite sex and relationships podcast. You're joined with me, your host, Oloni.
I'm your favorite homegirl, Nikki.
It's your girl, Ray Rogers.
And it's Mary and Friends, period. Woo-hoo!
Guys, we've actually been on a very long annual leave.
Yeah,
what is this?
I don't even know what's going on. I feel like everyone's just been busy. Like, but we're not too busy for you guys. We're here now.
We're here.
Yeah, Nikki said she's not been feeling too good.
And now I'm sick again.
Coke, Bella.
Coke.
I was telling Mary that I want to do like a juice cleanse. You doing coke?
I said COVID.
I went into a juice cleanse though, even though everyone keeps telling me it doesn't do anything.
I'm just like, bullet.
I think it does.
Your bullet,
Nutri-Bullet.
Oh, okay, not that
producer.
Okay, okay.
I think it does.
Have you done it before?
Yeah.
How long did you do it for?
About 3 months.
Okay, that's 3 months. Make a difference.
I think it does, but that's because I do that anyway, like on a normal. But like, so that was my.
So you wouldn't eat any solids.
Eat and drink healthy. So I would have like.
So you wouldn't do any solids.
It would probably be like later on in the day, but like morning to like lunchtime or maybe to like 2.
Yeah,
I would just juice.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
God.
By like 4 or 5, I'll have my dinner, and that will be the only meal I have.
And what's your?
But then again, I am taking a pill that suppresses my hunger as well, so that helps.
Diet pills?
No, it's not diet pill. It just suppresses.
Okay. What's your immune system? I just want something to like help with my immune system. I don't know why I feel like juicing might help.
No,
I've been trying to take my vitamins these days.
But try it.
And I've been doing my ginger shots. I feel like ginger shots are your like early entry steps into juicing. Ginger shots are. That ginger shots are juice. It's a type of juice.
I don't really like ginger shots.
And they're not nice. I just do it. I just do it to like make me feel alive. Feel something. And to also, anyway, guys, if you're a health or dietitian or a doctor, you can tell us what we need to do. Like, I just want to, just been feeling a bit under the weather lately. I just need to sort out my immune system. But I do need to like proper start taking my vitamins. I've been taking it lately. But yes, anyway, enough about the health stuff. Fuck the health stuff. I wouldn't know when you lot got your backs blown out.
love the way you asked that, to be fair. I've not got my back blown out.
Why?
So when was the last time you got your back blown
out? Yeah, when was the last time?
Oh, like, what's today's date? The 19th?
Yes.
Yeah. 3-4 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, and it was so good as well. Not knowing it was going to be the last time.
What? Oh, no. Was it that guy?
Yeah.
You the one that you met on IG?
No, can you stop that? Because
I need a refresher. I can't lie.
Sorry. No, because I didn't talk about it so much. Yeah, but I started seeing somebody like the end of June. Yeah. And then he legit just dumped me out of the blue 3 weeks ago.
Was there any signs? Like, did he give any reason?
No.
Maybe he found like...
Maybe someone's pregnant. Maybe he got someone pregnant.
Yeah.
And he's in his own weird way, he's trying to protect you by pushing you away.
I like how we're just coming up with something.
I know.
Here's the thing, because I'm sitting there, I'm like, listen, once I fully healed in about 2-3 weeks, I'll say what I think.
Oh, what do you think it is? Give us a hint.
He's not healed yet.
That he's still sleeping with his baby mom.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know he had a baby mom.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. It's all right. So I tell you guys, stop going for guys with kids.
Listen, I don't like to date guys with kids. But you see, when I say it, yeah, it's like I've offended the masses. Like when I say it, so now
I need to stop saying that, because I need to also accept that as you get older, like
there's gonna be
it may happen.
Yeah, it's gonna be more. Yeah.
But then when I say it, people like act mad funny with me. I'm like, that's just my preference.
Mm. Yeah, you're allowed to say that. He had bare kids. If I haven't got a kid, why would I want to be with someone who has a kid? How many? Few. And you're calling this man the love of your life?
That's crazy.
That's not the love of your life.
Do you know what? Yeah, I was telling one of like my friends and my guy friends the other day, we were at an event, that I'm really hurt over it. He was like, you're hurt over this. He said, Nikki, stop it. He was like, who's hurt over that? Because he knows how many kids he's got and whatnot. He was like,
well, how many?
How many? Yeah.
Okay, I won't say.
I won't say.
Wait,
but
is that both?
No. Oh!
She put up her hands.
She demonstrated mm-hmm. with her hands. It wasn't hands, to be fair. It was hands.
Because people are going to be, how many
kids have got this man? Is it all the same mum? Anyway, let me not talk.
Of course not. Of course not. You think someone with that many kids have the same mum?
No.
I think he voluntarily went back.
How many mums?
Okay. What?
Wait, is that other finger existent?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and right, I found out about this one after... He effed off.
No,
yeah.
He did you a favour.
Yeah.
I feel like he did you a very big favour.
That's what everyone keeps saying
because
to me.
Because you want
to
be the fourth baby mum.
God for...
Sorry. Sorry.
Summer Walker.
No, I was hurt. Listen, I was hurt. I was crying for days. These
Why?
Times, no, because these times I was already just down in general. I was really ill and I didn't know what was wrong with me. And then he went and did that. So literally, I was just in my house crying.
Oh, babe. Bless don't you. Cry.
Yeah, he's not worth the tears, child.
I'm not crying over this.
He's not worth
the tears. He's hearing hella cries of his children. So
bye.
It's I'm okay.
Bye.
That's all the crying.
But I did use that sex toy, that the one that you got me for my birthday. Ooh, I used it like
the Lilo one. Was it Lilo?
It is so cute.
Wait,
that
another toy.
That I little thing is toy. Powerful. She gave it to me weeks ago. You were there. This was months ago.
No, she wasn't there. She wasn't there. It was Mary. Right.
Listen, that little thing is powerful. It's like really? It's the cutest sex toy I've ever seen. It's round and it's just so cute. Listen, all I know is that I lasted all about 93 seconds. And I was done.
I love a quick nut.
Listen, I screamed, let it out, closed the port off my phone, turned around, said my prayers, and went to bed.
Ooh, the best. Guys, can I say something? You know, porn on Twitter, it really be knocking, you know?
It's just not long enough for
that's
me.
That's what
I've been Twitter telling you people. Yeah. I fiddling with myself on Twitter.
I found a new page.
It's not long enough.
I found
it's
a new page.
Enough. Oh, I
send it to the group chat.
I just put it on loop. There was this one video I was watching, this guy was just like nutting on her tits. And like on her face, and they were it was beautiful. Let me find the what's the page?
Hey, you know the Twitter dick is so in. Big.
Yeah. Not Twitter dick.
Yeah, Twitter dick is big.
Not Twitter dick, child.
You be seeing them long willies from all
right?
Over.
Okay, this is the page if anyone's interested.
Why is everyone called, going on to their Twitter?
No.
For Freak Show 23. Now for the audience is what's called for Freak Show 23. Like the porn on there, like guys, do I have like permission send to show to me, this please. To you guys? Can I show this to you guys? Like.
Oh, whoa.
That is like a gift.
Oh, I know it is really short though.
You got the same titties.
That's my thing. Like, Twitter porn is solid, but it's just not long enough.
It's not long, enough.
Long enough. I need to.
I can't wank off scene. Twitter porn.
Really? Oh no, I can.
I like the little clips.
I like the little clips.
I need continuation. I need to see a whole scene play out.
Do you know what? It really does depend. Sometimes I don't mind a little clip if it's good enough. It will do the job. I feel like if it's lit enough, where that the imagery is fire, or the visuals are fire, it will do what it needs to do. But yeah, I understand. Sometimes I'm just like, ugh. There was a time where there was no porn that was getting me off and I didn't know. I thought I was broken. You lot told me.
Yeah, I remember.
I remember this. Yeah.
We're like, take a break.
I was just like, no. But I did take a break. I took a break. I think I nutted. When did I masturbate last? I think I masturbated last yesterday. It was really good. That was really good. I think, I was watching Twitter porn actually. And I was telling myself, hey, you better be careful. But then I remember, hey, it's me. So, you know, if I fave something, like, you know, who's really going to shout?
Yeah.
I still be getting people that be asking me, do you talk about anything else but sex? I'm like, no.
It's weird. Like, you already know what I do.
You know what I do. You follow me. Don't act like you're new here. Like,
right?
Don't. Anyway, Ray, when did you get laid last?
I haven't, my loves.
You haven't?
Actually haven't.
You haven't had any sex?
I haven't had any sex.
Not even a little bit. I think you deserve a good round.
Honestly.
I need to be really slutted in the most sluttiest way.
You
deserve that shit, man. You for real. So I just feel like right now, the person I'm around would not give me that. So I'm just not going to. I'm not.
And they don't deserve it. Exactly. I feel like they don't deserve it.
Exactly. So I've just personally, been
they don't.
Yeah, I've just been wanking. Yeah. Twitter porn. My good sis here has been sending me videos.
Really?
Put it in the group chat, guys.
You know what? Yeah.
Not the sister sister. Sister sister.
Mate. Are you
the sick? Name, that's the name of this episode.
The sister sisters. Still pure. Because yeah, I must have sent her this link here. I was like, here you go. Here's this to cheer you up. She was like, thanks, girl. Here's this. And then she messaged me in the morning. I can't lie, I wanked in this before I went to work.
I love it. That's a good friend.
No,
see, my friend who sent you porn. Good porn is a good friend. I would never be mad if like a girl sent me porn. If a guy ever sent me porn, I get angry.
Yeah. That's why are you harassing me?
You're harassing me. It's funny how it turns from harassment.
Is it? But it really is. That,
I'm like, what is this?
From rate is cute. From that guy, though. Are you stupid?
I will block you. Yeah. What the fuck are you going to send me porn?
There was some guy here who like took a photo of me like a couple weeks ago. Like, I've never worked with him or anything before. And then he sent me the photo. And then he was just like, oh, I really love the podcast. You guys really help. And I said, oh, really? He goes, yeah. I said, oh, that's great. Then
but
he shows
I have a sex account.
No, then he shows me screenshots of him talking to girls about, like, sex toys. And I'm just like, okay. Are you sending
me? Chill on that, bro. Chill.
Oh, my God. I just realised he listens to the podcast.
Oh,
my God.
Oh gosh.
I mean, we appreciate your listen.
No, I appreciate your listening, but
we don't need to see your private conversation.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's where like the lines are blurred.
Yeah.
Like, you talk about this constantly. That
but I want to know about your
I don't mind if it's girls. Honestly, when it's women, I don't mind if you guys talk to me about sex.
When it's like, men, it feels like it's crossing a boundary.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. And it's like really and truly, it should be the same for both because it's not like I'm not attracted to women. I am attracted to women. So why is it not? I don't know. Maybe because women just don't make me uncomfortable unless they're touching me too much. I think I spoke about this on the last episode with Nikki. I was saying this on the last episode. I went to an event and there was a girl who was really excited to meet me and she wouldn't stop touching me up.
Oh.
Like she was grabbing my bum and stuff.
Yeah, I've had that.
And yeah. I don't like stuff like that because I'm not even a touchy-feely person with like even... Yeah. Like people who I call friends, not my closest, but like even my closest, you know, I don't really, like I don't like that. So when she was touching me, I was just like, girl, get your hands off my leather trousers. Like my friend was just staring like, what the hell? I said, it's just really weird when people put their hands on you.
Yeah, no, for sure.
It's just so weird. Anyway, Mary, Miss Mary, Mac. Or just it. How does it go? I don't know
the song.
I don't even know what song that is.
Yeah, you better sing this one on your own, girl.
What it's a solo. Songs do I know?
It's a solo.
Mary had a little.
Nah, there's better songs. There's a song called Merry Go Round by.
Not Merry Go Round.
By Music Soul Child. It's a beautiful song. I'm going to send you guys that song.
Actually. Yeah.
I've got some cool songs named after me.
Of course. Actually. Well, your name is Bait.
Yeah, it's true.
When's the last time you had a shag?
Yesterday.
Hey!
Nikki was like, yeah, knew it. Saw it coming. Whatever.
Living vicariously
for I feel
you.
Like I'm actually. The only one who gets laid.
You are.
It's actually kind of a shame.
You're really like, yeah.
You're
like,
living, you're doing it for us. I think they're lying personally.
I don't think they are, you know.
No, I think they're lying.
I think this one might be.
I think that one is definitely lying. She can't fuck up. And I've been there before. Joking. I'll come onto the show whilst I'm going through domestics with my ex. I haven't been laid.
Meanwhile,
there's someone that's, there's an in-between guy. There's an in-between guy. But you can't say it because you don't know if you're going to get back with him.
I'm done.
She said, you don't know.
We're on a break.
Don't want them
Rachel.
To be giving time.
Not bad.
I will say we filmed it last year.
That's not even recent. But yeah, how was it?
It was so nice.
Yeah.
We went away for the weekend because it's her birthday. Like,
where'd you go?
I only went to Winchester.
Winchester.
Yeah, it's just like a little town outside of London. Apparently, it was the capital. Before London was the capital.
No way.
Yeah, really interesting.
Really? I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that at all.
It was really, really nice. Went spa. And basically, she has a camcorder. So I told her, bring the camcorder.
Oh.
We're going to make a movie today.
So sick.
Fucking movie. And we did. Actually, ooh. With you. Ooh. So she said that she's not ready to watch it back yet. Yeah. Because I can't lie. Even though, like, I don't live at home, I like... having hotel rendezvous.
Oh, it's the best.
And I feel like my girlfriend's really a horny person. So this girl won't let me sleep in a hotel. If we're in a hotel, we're not sleeping. Like, this girl will wake me up in the middle of the night and then we'll just be off in it. So, yeah, there was a few. But it was good.
I love that. Like,
yeah, she doesn't want to watch it back yet. She wants to watch it back when...
when she's ready. Like, yeah, just wait a bit.
When,
to surprise herself.
When she misses it a bit.
Yeah. No, I think that's lit. I love recording.
So, yeah, it should be cute. I flicked through it because one of them was, like, 20 minutes long.
Oh. Ooh.
Long, bro. I don't even know how she had that much
memory.
Recording time with the camcorder.
Yeah.
But it looked good.
I like that.
But I think it was my first time properly, like, propping something up and... filming it
and performing.
Yeah, I feel like we've done like little bits here and there, clips in between, but never like with the intention of ready, set, go. Okay. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was interesting, but I think it's nice to just have stuff documented.
Absolutely, I love. Oh God, I love like filming different aspects of sex. Have you guys recorded a bit of sex before?
No, they're fearing me.
Really, that's I'm the same.
Like, tap into my cloud one
I have some archives.
No, I understand. I agree.
Things on my phone. I can't lie.
Like I've had guys like record them nutting in my face or like you know.
So you have done it, but you don't save it.
Me back.
It's never on your phone.
It's never on my phone, and I'm not sure that at the end, give me your phone.
No,
really?
No.
And I'm deleting it. No, I don't know.
It should be on your phone. If anything, it should be on your phone so you can.
Yeah, I know, but I never think about recording. So in the moment, it's only two guys. In the moment, they've thought, oh my God, like I really want to see what you look like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which when I'm giving you back shots or when I'm, you know, nutting on your face.
Have you always had your nose pierced?
Yeah.
Really? Why have I just noticed this? Has
a lot of people say pierced? That. A lot of people say that.
Do you always have it in? Do you always have the ring in?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. But yeah. No.
Sorry.
The
I'm like.
Now you're looking at my face.
But you're getting shy.
But yeah, I always delete it from their phone after. So yeah, I'm too scared to.
Yeah, I hear it. No, I hear it.
I feel like you definitely have to be at a level of trust with the person.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it took me so long to like do that kind of thing with people because it's like. I'm not really on it. I don't trust you. Even if it stays on my phone, I don't want to look back at that content thinking, fuck that bitch. Fuck
right,
that.
Girl. Right, right.
I mean? But my fiance was here last. He showed me like how he has like basically his version of a wank bank over me.
Oh, okay.
And even though I was amused, I was thinking, you're a pervert.
Like, I'm done.
Did you show him your videos on your phone?
Like, yeah, he sees them. But sometimes I send... some to him, very little, but I send some to him. But then I also send like stuff of myself, like when I'm performing, like when I'm playing with my tits or when I'm just doing something dirty. And then he had it on his MacBook and he like put up all like the windows up and he was just showing me like what he does. And I was just like,
okay, this is a lot.
I really was thinking, oh, this is a lot. This is a lot.
Love.
And I was just, yeah, it was weird because I was thinking, this guy loves me, innit? Like, probably
has a whole compilation.
He has a whole file, and I did think you're a weirdo.
I'm done.
I also thought, okay, he clearly likes.
You wouldn't be surprised. You'd be surprised by how many people have like their own versions of that.
Though. Yeah,
I don't think it's like uncommon.
Yeah, I don't think it's uncommon, but maybe because I'm just like maybe because I just put everything like in one place and I store it away and I hide it with like 20 passcodes on top of it.
Yeah,
like super, like you know, like hard to get into.
My horny stuff is all in my camera roll. You know?
You don't? Yeah,
I don't even send it to hidden.
I just want nothing.
Nothing.
I don't think I put mine in hidden. I have mine in a super vault where I just lock everything.
Not even super vault. I don't even super have that.
Super vault. Super, super, super vault.
Like, you know how iPhone will bring up like memories from like 5 years ago.
It will show you.
It will show me some new stuff.
I remove my memories.
That's
me
on my Snapchat.
I hate memories on phone, you know, because it'll just be sending me people I don't speak to anymore.
Yeah.
Like, get that my face.
It's really true.
Turn that shit off. Turn that shit off. Like,
so when was the last time you got laid?
I haven't been laid since my fiance was here.
When was the last time you wanked?
Last time I wanked was yesterday. Remember, I was saying Twitter porn. I'm thinking about seeing my fiance soon. I don't know what we're doing. Okay. My passport's about to expire soon, so I think it's best for him.
When?
It's expiring in December.
You
guys,
you need to go do it now.
Huh?
You need to go do it now.
I can't go anywhere. And apparently, due to EU laws, like.
It has to be 3 months.
I didn't know that. Yeah. My sister was telling me this the other day. But I'm going to Nigeria soon. I went to Nigerian embassy yesterday, guys.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I saw.
How was that?
The worst experience, but the funniest experience as well. Some guy was trying me as well.
What happened?
I accidentally stepped on his shoe, right? And I said, oh, excuse me. That was my way of saying, oh, my bad, like, sorry, whatever. Like, oh, excuse me. I'm acknowledging that I fucked up, right? Yeah. He was just, like, starts busting pigeon to me. He's just like, wait to be, excuse me, is excuse me not for... I looked at him like, that's why I said, excuse me. He said, ah, no, maybe I don't understand English because, you know, I'm sorry means. And he's all trying to bust like tutu banter with his boys that were laughing. They're like hyenas. I was thinking, hyenas. And then he just thought, huh?
Did you go alone?
Not with my sister, but my sister was inside getting her photo taken at the time. And then I'm just outside like, why are you trying to be funny? Like, it's not that deep. And just for you thinking that you're going to get me to say sorry, I refuse.
Yeah.
I will not. Because of that nonsense you think. And he's still like talking and like trying to speak pidgin, like da 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 da. Anyway, get inside the place where we're supposed to take the photo. And I purposely stand in the middle of this place. He has to get past me. He goes, excuse me. I said, oh, so you do know what excuse me means then?
Nah, because I feel like in Nigerian embassy, anything
they try you, anything, like they try to bully, the people there try to bully you, the people that work there try to bully you. They don't even get start up with the people that try to bully you as well. Mate. Like the people that work there, like I saw aunties who were fighting, who were ready to scrap.
What?
Listen, no. Someone tweeted me saying that they walk past the Nigerian embassy every day because they want to see what shenanigans are going on. It's that type of drama.
Where is the embassy?
It's in Embankment. Embankment.
Okay.
Of all the things I've heard about, I actually want to go just to observe what actually happened.
I've heard so much about it.
Literally.
I haven't been since I was young.
Bro.
Yeah, but I really want to go.
Yeah, I went from, I was there from 9 till 5 in the evening or afternoon. Yeah.
So you did a full
shoot. I said
shoot.
It, that they need, yeah.
You did a full shoot.
And then I had a campaign I had to shoot. My people were hitting me up like, have you shot the campaign? I said, please, you don't know the day
I've been in the embassy.
I've been in the embassy, please. Like, and I was told that it's like that everywhere in every country, like the Nigerian embassy, like it's a shambles no matter what country you're in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I believe it because Nigerian people are just mad. Like, I love my people, but we are mad and so disorganized as well. Like, it is just I was there, one auntie was sending me, she said, can you help me take photo of? I was just like, you're lucky I respect my elders. Because why are you sending me to do work for you?
That's like when you go to Heathrow, yeah, Terminal 5, you know the people going to Ghana, they're all doing the same thing. They're all at the
wrapping the luggage, isn't it?
No, they're
how they carry this,
throwing stuff away, saying, "Oh, how can it be overweight? You look at their bag."
My mom's one of them.
No, one time, me and my sister took my mom to the airport. Yeah, old shoes that we remember from childhood. I promise you, were in the bag. We're like, "Where are you taking these?"
My cousins, isn't it?
She was like, "Oh, I didn't want to throw it away." Me and my sister were like, come take this out, man. Throw it in the bin. Throw it in the bin at the airport.
My sister's boyfriend was embarrassed. My sister's boyfriend's Caribbean, innit? So when we were coming from, we were in Dubai coming home, and my mum's stuff was like, it was overweight, obviously. I could just see the embarrassment in his face because he's proper westernized. Where me and my sister are just like, this is another day.
Yeah, this is another day. Mum, let's get the stuff out.
Let's open it. Exactly. Right. Audrey, we need to go around. And he's just there like, oh, we might be late. I'm just like, child, don't worry.
You see when there was the COVID restrictions? You see when there was the COVID restrictions? Like, I remember taking my mum to the airport. She was going Ghana again. And there was a bunch of aunties in the circle just panicking. They didn't know how to open. You see that waiver form you had to do?
Yeah.
They didn't know how to open it on their phones. So why did the BA staff say, listen, basically, can you
get the line?
You need to get the line. These aunties were like, oh my God, we'll miss the flight. Oh this, oh that. And I was like, bruv, auntie, scroll to the bottom of the email, man. And it's right there. This just took me 5 minutes less than.
Honestly, West African people in the embassy or the airport. Oh my God.
That is fucking
What I saw at the embassy was mad. I saw a man shouting at a pregnant woman.
No.
Whoa.
You're pregnant. You know you have priority. She was just like, yeah, but he can see that I'm pregnant. So why did he not give me priority? He was just like, listen, I don't have time for your questioning. You're stressing me out. Started shouting at the pregnant woman. I said, oh my God, you look weak. You're sleeping
Nigerian embassy is like being in the village.
It's been like, I was told you, someone told me that some girl said that they told her to go home because they didn't like what she was wearing.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
They do that as well?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you mean? Wait, hold on.
Your job description.
Do you think what they care? Listen, when you step inside the Nigerian embassy, you're in Nigeria. You're not in England. Yeah, you know
you're
that.
You're actually in Nigeria.
Why? So every embassy. No, every embassy.
The same way
they
judge you.
Yeah. You know the embassy represents the country, like no matter what. So if you go to a Ghana embassy, you're not in London or England. You're actually in Ghana.
See, this is why I hate when my
I'm not saying it is. Oh, yeah, like it feels like that. I'm saying like literally.
How they approach it.
Yeah.
Legs, all of that. Yeah. What to do with it.
No, not even like that. As in, that is Nigeria's ground or that is Ghana's ground. That is their ground. My sister said she walked past the American embassy. She said, if you see how civilized it was.
Honestly. Because I know the Ghanaian one is just full of stupidness. Like, when my dad lived in this country, he just used to go and get my visas for me. Since he left, I've been doing it by postal order.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you do it by postal?
Yeah.
You do it for Nigerian?
I don't know if you... I don't think you can. But yeah, I know that we paid extra.
It's the Ghana one. You could do it by postal order.
Me, I want to go and do Debtor December. This is my homecoming because I haven't been to Nigeria in like over... Anyway, last time I was there was when I was 17.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Debtor December it up.
Girl.
You're going to enjoy
it. I had malaria and I ran away and I said...
Oh.
Listen, yeah, you better visit Ghana while you're Debtor December.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'll try. We'll see.
Let
me start with my home country first. It's my own little homecoming. It's been a while. Anyway,
that's nice.
Anyway, guys, you asked us to do some dilemmas for you, so we are going to do some dilemmas for you. But just before we get stuck into it.
Yeah.
Wait, did you guys see that video? I don't know if you saw it yet. It was a video of this guy who was giving this woman head, right? But he had like this kind of dildo strap on his chin.
I said, what is this?
Did you guys see the video?
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, there was this video that was circulating on social media. This guy, he was eating out this woman. And as he was like tonguing down her vulva, he had this dildo strap around his chin. So the dildo was going in and out of her vagina, penetrating her as he was eating her out. I hope I described that fine.
Yeah.
But my goodness.
It's a useful tool.
I said, this ain't bad. I'm not mad at it.
It's not like cute. Like, it's not attractive.
It's like, he looks like a dickhead.
Getting the chin, the
literally
chin
a dickhead.
Literally, you're like, hold on a second, babe. Let me go get the toy, and you put a fucking chin strap.
I don't mean to sound rude.
She'll look at you and say, dickhead.
I don't mean to sound rude, but it's just like, how do I respect him after this?
You've got a dick on your chin.
Bro,
like, yeah, but how did you come up with this?
I don't even know. Would you guys be down for it though?
No.
I probably would.
But I wouldn't call him that.
All that said.
Yeah. I would be down for it, but I wouldn't call him after that. I'd be like, nah, if you could do that to me, you're a bit of a weirdo. Yeah, what are you doing to other people? Are you putting dildo strap on your chin and then fucking them in the ass with it as well?
Right. No, it's true.
Do you know what I mean?
That's a good idea.
And it's crazy because it shouldn't be. Oh God, we need to unlearn these things and stop making out like sex can't be wild and nasty and different and freaky, and you should still be able to respect someone. But I'm not there yet.
Well, you feel like there's a certain range that it's like when
it's kind of like when I told you guys when I was getting eaten out by this guy once and he tooted his booty in the air, and I turned to the side and I said, "Nah, allow it."
He lied the polar bear pose.
And I said, "Lie down flat."
Not lie down flat.
Lie down flat on your stomach.
You've got to be laid out.
Because
I can't see
who
bad bitch.
Who was it that was saying what was wrong with that? I think it was Mary.
Yeah, because I can't see bad bitch.
But if they're like man.
Doing Meg Thee Stallion knees.
The doing no. Cutesy. It, does that
who the hell does that?
It? Does that not mean they're enjoying
don't worry.
It?
Are you 12? Are you 12 doing your homework on the floor?
No, because that's like, what I say that I do when I eat pussy.
No, you said you cross your legs.
Oh, yeah, I cross my legs. Oh,
you crossing the air.
I feel like that's sexy. I told her that's sexy, though.
Even when I'm sucking dick and I'm late, like, on the bed, like, I don't do that.
So what, your legs are like...
No, I can toot my booty in the air. I feel like I can toot my booty in the air.
Yeah.
Why is your booty in the air?
Yeah, like, you can, but I was talking about the feet. I was like, he's giving bad bitch.
Or is it me just like putting like these feminine traits on it and thinking this is a very feminine thing to do?
Partially, but I think it's also the same way that... The same thing that like when people think that like certain positions of men getting their ass eaten is like...
Yeah. Compromise.
Yeah.
Compromise.
Yeah. That's like when Sikiana was here.
Word for it.
Sikiana was here, she was asking me about how I ate a guy's ass. I was like, listen, he put his legs in the air. And then
was he short?
And then she was like, was he short?
Open,
so his legs were dangling. Suki, we love you. You need to come back. Oh my God. Guys, did you hear about the four holes during sex? I saw this on Twitter.
I saw that as well.
Have you guys found out what the fourth is? I found out what it was.
See, what is it?
So the first hole is your obviously vagina,
your ass,
booty,
your mouth,
and your mouth.
Yeah.
The fourth hole is his.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I never heard the sentence again.
Yeah, because it's
the full poll. The full poll is it.
But the quote tweet.
The whole, it's
the quote tweet.
Yeah,
like, the tweet that you
yeah, the tweet was, oh, cheating on a girl who let you have all four holes is wild or something like that. So then we all started talking about four holes. And then everyone was just like, okay, so what's a full pole? Then someone said, it's his. I said, oh my God.
Okay. I said your ear.
I was thinking, is it feet? Is it feet?
I was thinking nose.
I was thinking feet or tits.
Not feet. Where's the hole in your feet?
Like you make it, you cup it. Cup it. And then you let him like wank your foot off.
And I thought or, it was a tits as well.
I thought, well, maybe tits, like, or armpit.
Armpit.
That too.
She said no.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I thought it was nose.
I'll guys are freaky, real. Honestly.
Isn't it? That's why I said ear.
Yeah.
Like an actual hole.
Because you see that scene in Scary Movie where the glory hole, the dick goes in his ear.
That
watch Scary Movie.
That traumatized me.
I know that did. I was scared of public toilets for a long time, boy.
Oh my God. Oh yes. The hole in the wall. They always say you never peep through it because the dick will.
Dick will get you in your eye.
Right. Guys, did you watch the Russell Brand thing as well? Dispatches?
No.
I didn't watch the Dispatches, but literally the night before I was on TikTok and it was really weird because all these videos about him kept coming up and I was thinking, what's going on? Then I saw him, like, his video come up saying that I haven't done this. And I was like, what the hell? And I was like, I bet it's a sexual assault allegation.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next day came out.
So he allegedly, because I say allegedly, even though I feel like my opinion is that he did that shit.
He did that shit.
And, you know, it was basically a documentary where they went back as far as 2004. Oh. They showed his history with drugs abuse, quote unquote, sex addiction, which actually isn't a thing. Like, even though we always say the term sex addiction, there's actually no such thing as sex addiction.
Really?
So what?
Yeah. Like, what did they call my friend it was again? Explaining it to me, actually. She was just like, you know, when we talk about addiction, people like who have like alcohol or drug addiction, when they're, for example, this is just an example. Because there's actually no studies that prove it. That's all I'm saying. Like, even if it comes out tomorrow that it does exist, right now, as of now, there's no studies that prove that there's a thing such as sex addiction. Anyway, we were just talking about it and she was just saying, like, you know, when people have like real addictions when it comes to drugs or whatever, you know, they have withdrawals. Like, some people feel as though they're spiders that are crawling. When you have a sex addiction, no spider is crawling on you. Like, there's no, you don't feel, you're not having a withdrawal. Physical, you're not having any physical withdrawal. So it's not, you're just a scathing pervert. Like, that's all it is. And I'm sorry, if you call yourself a sex addict, quote unquote, no, I'm sorry, you cannot tell me that every sex that you're having is consensual, especially with someone like him. I'm sorry.
So what is nymphomania not a thing then, or what?
I don't feel like I'm well equipped to give you that answer, but what I will say is that there's just no actual research on sex addiction. Like, there really isn't. That's, you know, and he went to rehab for it apparently, and I'm sorry, there's so many people who came out and spoke about it, like the jokes that he made, the allegations that he was picking up schoolgirls that were 16 and he was 30 at the time, and people are just like, oh well, 16 is legally consensual. I'm just like, yeah, 16 is consensual for other 16-year-olds. 16-year-olds are supposed to fuck other 16-year-olds. It's not for 30-year-old grown men or grown women to like start seducing.
Like, what business do you actually have for 16-year-olds?
Yeah.
Spaces like, but it's legal. But
and I heard there was like a racist thing as well. I saw like a lady, I can't remember.
No, that wasn't real. That wasn't real. It was someone who was trying to troll her and they posted like some stupid article. But there were so many people.
Oh, Dr. Shala.
Yeah, but there were so many people.
They do that to her all the time.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
But there are so many people who have spoken about how, like, how they, even I think London Hughes as well, she said that when she joined his agency.
Yeah.
That she was warned not to be in close proximity to him because he's a fucking sexual deviant, like literally. So
I believe London. I don't think. Absolutely. I don't think she'll come out and say that. Yeah. I believe everyone.
Just by looking at him, you get that vibe. But like,
bro. And the jokes that he used to make, the way he used to make people uncomfortable. Bro. We've literally seen him assault people live on TV, yeah. pull down his pants and sat on someone.
Mm. I'm
on
old TV. Enough to remember this man when he was a presenter.
Yeah.
He was so vulgar, like very,
very vulgar.
And I always wanted to
have you know what's crazy? At the time, I thought he was just different. Not knowing, I thought that, oh, that's just British culture.
And he's
messy hair.
Waistcoat.
But then, do you know something pirate. That I will never understand pirate. Is like when people are in quote unquote positions of power, like they're really famous or they've got a lot of money, why do they abuse it? Like, especially with like sexual.
Because they can get away with it.
That's what I will never
excuse me,
understand.
I'm sorry, but white men fell upwards. Mm-hmm. They don't fell downwards because that man was literally being sent to, like, he was being sacked from places and he was still finding his way in the media as well. And it's crazy because now I feel like he's tried to rebrand as this conspiracy theorist and this wellness. He knew his ass was going to get bitten soon. So now he's trying to make out like, oh, the media are coming for me. Why?
That's what
he said. That's what he said in the video.
And now people are biting.
Because at the time, when he put out the video, we didn't know it was him. We just kept hearing there's somebody.
Comedian's going to come out.
It's going to get exposed. And then he just put himself out.
I want to say like the night before, there was like, I want to say 7 videos, all different women saying that this is coming out. This documentary is coming out. I'm not going to say who. I'll make a video after. They're all saying the same thing. And I'm like... Yeah, it's definitely got something to do.
And I hated that there was a woman who came out to defend him. She was just like, I've had, you know, sex with him before and he was always consensual. And I'm saying that as a sexual assault survivor. And people were just getting onto her, including me. I was
that was like
out.
The woman in the surviving R. Kelly thing. Like, she was like one of like the older ladies that out of the people he abused. Yeah. Like, and then it was almost like she was trying to give him a blight. I was thinking, do you know what this documentary is for? Yeah. And you're coming to be like, oh, he was always like this. And I was just like, I remember watching it and I went, no. Can someone skip past this lady? Because you're pissing me off. Like, can you not hear what these other people have said? And you're coming to almost give him a blight. Like, that's ridiculous.
But that's the thing. When you're a victim sometimes, I feel like there's kind of like this almost Stockholm syndrome where you feel like you want to protect your abuser. Mm. But the girl who was talking crap and trying to defend Russell Brand, and she was there saying that she's a sexual assault survivor. Like, you know, so many people were telling her, like, how would you like it if we said that we didn't believe that you were sexually assaulted? Because that's what you're essentially doing to all these
women.
She came
back and doubled down on it as well.
Did she?
With another tweet. Yeah, I saw it. She came back and doubled down on it. She's despicable.
She is. I hate women like that.
It was
like,
given, well, he didn't rape me. So.
He didn't rape me. So I'm just like, bro.
So you think couldn't have done it.
Yeah.
And this is what I hate. People always think that just because the experience they've shared with someone is going to be the experience that everyone else has had. You can live in the same room. I mean, do we all have siblings in here?
Yeah.
We all have siblings. Do we not all agree that we all have different experiences with our parents? Like your sibling, my sister has a different experience with my mum to what I have. Naturally. So if I can have a different experience to someone who birthed me, I left her vaginal canal,
right?
Known her all 33 years of my life. Yeah. If my experience with her is different to the experience with my sister, how can you sit there and try and claim the experience of someone
else
who is just a friend to you? Why do
you
assume that the experience is going to be extremely identical?
Right.
What's really sad is when especially blogs post these things and people are like, so why didn't you say it before? Like, you see when Ray Black went through it. I hated that for her because just like, and even I have conversations with people that I know, they're like, but why is she saying it now? I'm like, even from my own personal experience, do you know how hard it is to speak up about certain things? Like, it is difficult. Like, she said it on a public platform because she wants to put it out there. Like, if she found it safe to do that, leave her to do it. Who are you to question, like, a victim? Like, even K Michelle and what's her name? Rashida.
Oh.
Rashida was dead wrong for that. She said that this man beat me. And then Rashida said, well, he's with my friend. He ain't beat her. So,
so I don't.
Do you know how crazy that is?
That's a very crazy thing to say. It's a very crazy thing.
Until he abused her. And her friend on national TV.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, he probably
beat her up. Have to do better. We have to do better, honestly. Like, have these conversations with your friends. And women, like, never ever stop speaking up. If you feel like you've ever been put in a vulnerable position or someone's ever taken the piss, taken advantage of you, abused you, like, please speak to someone, please seek some help, please get therapy, please tell the police, just don't suffer speak in hard, silence. Yeah. Like, don't. Do you know I always say, yeah, if women are to really talk about the things that we go through,
bro, yeah,
they will tell us that we're mad.
No, honestly, for real. Like, I was talking
we don't,
to my friend.
Believe us, we don't talk about half the things we go through.
So we really don't.
Yeah, go through
it. I mean, no, like, speak, yeah, like what you said, because I was talking to my friend the other day and I was just like, if a lot of us speak about our early experiences,
yeah,
sexually,
yeah,
a lot of it was not consensual.
It wasn't.
I know a lot of it for me was not. Do you yeah, get what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's what I mean. Like when women talk about a lot of things like this, mm-hmm, men, oh God.
Yeah.
It just angers me so
it does,
much.
It does. No.
It's like, and the thing is like men come out and be like, well, this, they always have excuses from left, yeah, right, center. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Trying to justify.
She shouldn't be wearing that, or maybe, you know, she wasn't putting left in the room with him. On the woman or on the minor. Because sometimes right, it really is like she's the minor. Yeah. Like even outside of assault, between two people who are the same age, sometimes it really is, okay, she's a minor, yeah, you know? Mm-hmm. I think I saw a girl tweet today, actually, and she said, oh, since I was 13, I've been getting guys who are 22, then people are just like, babe, you're a victim. Like,
exactly.
No, for real.
You know? But I also didn't like the way people were saying it to her, because yeah, it was just
it's
like...
more like a gotcha moment rather than...
Yeah.
Or like she's stupid.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah, exactly. Anyway, let's get into some dilemmas. Anyone else want to say anything on that last subject?
Speak up, y'all.
Okay, yeah, speak up, guys, honestly. Yeah. Let's do some dilemmas. I thought it was going to be a dilemmas episode, but we've really been talking.
We've been gisting, mate.
But let's, we move. Yeah, right. So if you want to send a dilemma, send it to simplyolani.com/ask or laidbearpodcast@gmail.com. Right. Hey, Olani, my boyfriend's sister always wants to hang out, but she smells so bad.
Oh.
Literally, every time I'm with her, I hold my breath.
Oh.
I don't want to say anything to her as she's so sweet, but I don't want to tell my boyfriend. The last time we went to the cinema together, I nearly passed out as I had to go to, and I went to the toilet 3 times just so my nose could catch a break.
Oh, my God.
Help.
No, I'm so sorry. There's no way. See,
how can you smell that bad?
I'll be the first one to tell
Ray
you.
Move the mic.
I'll be the first one to tell you. I endure things, but that I can never endure. I'm so sorry. I'm so
armpits.
I will tell your brother. Yeah. Go speak to your sister. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah. But that's just me. Like, I can't. I've been around people who smell. Yeah. Right? And I kind of, like, I've been told one time that I smell, but I knew that because my pH was kind of off.
Yeah.
Okay.
But. Oh God, I just can't. Like,
so do you think it's a thing where she's not even aware of it?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because some people genuinely, I feel like some people genuinely don't know they smell. Because I've been around people who have this strong BO.
Yeah,
and I'm like, how do you not smell that?
Yeah.
Do you get me?
People aren't really. What am I trying to say? People can't smell themselves sometimes.
Yeah.
People can't smell themselves. Yeah. But I feel like my vagina, I can smell though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I can smell my vagina.
Vagina, armpit, anything that's off of me, I can smell.
Like if I'm on my period, I put my knickers down. Ooh, child. I'm going to smell that wolf.
It's a scary sight. Not wolf.
Scary sight.
But like, I feel like when it comes to, some people, I don't know, it could be maybe she needs to change her deodorant. Maybe she needs to wash her clothes. Maybe she needs to burn her clothes.
Deodorant.
Yeah, some people don't believe in using deodorant, you
it's
know.
True.
Lemon.
It's true. I was using glycolic acid for a minute, though.
Sorry, what?
Glycolic acid.
Okay.
I was using that on my armpits instead of deodorant for about like 9 months, and it worked. I didn't smell.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
Like, literally no scent whatsoever.
Yeah, and some people, like, I've heard there's different ways that people try and cure how they smell. Like, some people have, like, maybe, like, Botox if they sweat too much or something like that. I've heard about it. I'm not really sure.
The thing is, sweat doesn't equate to BO.
It doesn't.
I am a really sweaty person. Like, I sweat a lot. I sweat in my sleep. Like, I sweat when I'm out all the time. But it's like, I'm not stinking.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't bathed by the end of it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like BO is a lot, like, more dietary.
Yeah.
And habitual,
And I also think, like, some people are just lucky to not smell. And some people are just unlucky that they have to work harder
to not smell.
Yeah.
And it's a bit sad, but that's just how like,
they crumbles. They might be showering every day, twice a day, using roll-on, but they just...
stinks.
Lemons.
Yeah, she might need to burn her clothes, but she said she went to the...
She went to the bathroom.
She went to the bathroom.
She went to Guy. She went to Guy.
And said she went for a walk. Because
that is really bad.
You know you have to sit really close to the person you're attracted to in the cinema.
Yeah, no, tell your man. Offensive. Tell your man to talk to your sister. Because if you feel that way, imagine how many people on the tube, on the bus, at work.
Oh God.
That are gossiping about
saving lives.
No, save her life. Honestly, because I'm so sorry. That's how I see it anyway. If it was someone that's close to me, I'm so sorry. I'm not going to let the world laugh at you. Yeah. I will tell you. Even if it hurts, I'm going to tell you just to save you that.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Listen, yeah. Tell her that the blue muscle therapy Redox smells lovely. Like that shit's embedded in your skin.
She said, do you know what my favorite show is?
No, I think she'd be insulted. I think she might be
the blue Redox.
Because she could see what you were talking about.
But do you know what she should do? She should also go with suggestions. If it's the brother, go with suggestions too.
We'll say, let's shower together.
To the sister.
Yeah,
let's shower together. Like when you were growing up, because it just took me back to when me and my brother was younger, and my mom used to have us.
Oh yeah, all the time. Me and
my mom used to hate BO smell. So whenever we used to bath, and she used to come and she used to sniff us, and she used to push us back, and she used to like scrub us.
My mom did that. My little sister.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. I thought you just meant like, I was going to say, like, yeah. Taking showers.
No, she was extreme, especially like, our school uniform. Toddlers. Like, during the summertime, she'll make us put it in bleach. And if she smells
bleach,
it out of the bleach,
my
she will take it out, smell it. And even if she smells that BO through that bleach, you're washing it by hand before you put it in the washing machine.
Okay.
Why is bad smell lingering on your clothes?
Right?
True. Sometimes people just need to burn their clothes.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, honestly, really, truly speaking, I'm being silly about showering together. I think, yeah, maybe have a conversation with the brother. I think that would be easy and let the brother deal with it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that would be, because it's not really your job. I feel like something like that is better coming from family. Like, I will never ever get offended if my mum and my sister tell me I stink.
I wouldn't either.
I can't get offended if my mum and my sister tell
Listen,
me I stink.
Wilco is closing down. Go and buy the blue Redox.
Oh shit, Wilco.
What's this blue Redox?
The blue Redox. Listen, that shit smells good.
Really?
You use it before
Redox
bed.
Redox gives me corner shop shower.
You
what?
Isn't it?
It is. Like, listen, I live by Redox, you know. All the different colours. I know what all of them do.
I do like a cheeky like shower when I'm, when I'm going to bed. Like, I use cheap shower gel when I'm going to bed. I don't like to use my good stuff in the morning. Like, when I'm going to bed, that's what gives me
Redox. Listen, all of them, but you see that blue one, Walker is closing down. You probably get it for 45p. Stock up on
I'm
a
gonna
few.
Check this out now.
Yeah, stock up on a few. Out.
Remember,
if not, they're
you.
In Asda for 150.
Ooh. So, guys, you have to see my photo. That
but moving forward, guys, if you ever sniff me and it's off, please tell me. I beg. Yes,
I'll tell you.
Okay, love that.
Me too.
I'm not someone that will take it personal. Please save me. Save me.
I will take it personal, but I would still appreciate if you told me. Right. I would still take it personal.
Like, I can't lie. I'd feel aware. I'd be a little bit embarrassed, but I can't lie.
Of course, I'll be shy.
If I go sort it out, I'll be like, at least it's go away.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. That's
you'll heal from the embarrassment.
Guys, look at my photo that I took.
Was this the other day?
Was this the other day?
Yeah, yesterday. You look like a little girl.
Like you.
Really?
Yeah.
I said, oh my God,
you look like your mum is bringing you here for the first time.
No, sorry. I'm surprised.
You actually look like a child.
This is me. My friend said I looks like a DUI.
No,
it doesn't look like a DUI.
It's a mugshot. It does look like a mugshot, but you're so young.
And my sister said I look like I just beat up someone and I'm smiling.
I'm dead. He's giving the Portia Williams mugshot after she dragged Kenya across the floor.
Really? Like hip-hop type of like mugshot. That's what it's giving.
She actually got arrested for that.
You did see? Yeah.
I'm
going to go Google that. Okay, guys, let's do the next slide, Emma.
But your hair is cute, though. Your hair's cute.
Thank you. I know. The wig is coming off. That's why I tied it like this. And I was feeling too ill. I said, my wig is coming off. I'm feeling sick. I'm not doing no visuals today.
Oh my God.
Anyway, okay. Next one. My girlfriend admitted she slept with three of her guy friends. Now, I'm not a prude and I expect her to have had sex before us, but it's starting to make me feel funny. We've been together for 6 months and she still hangs out with them. We're both 25. Help. What do you guys think?
I mean,
sorry, what? She's
had sex with three of her male friends and she's still cool with them. Boyfriend feels a bit funny about it.
Because she's still friends with
the guy. She can't even answer these things, but if the male friends are single, I think makes a difference.
Yeah, I feel like it's to do with trust.
Yeah.
Do you trust her or not? But yeah, if you, that's all it comes if she's giving you a reason to not trust her, then I understand your worries. How often does she hang out with these guys? Is she hanging out with them every day? Or is she hanging out with them like when she sees them at brunch, which is like once every 2 months or once every month? Like, it really depends. But if it makes you uncomfortable and you would prefer that she didn't hang out with them as much, I think that should be something you could be able to communicate.
I don't think there's a problem with that.
I don't think there's anything wrong to feel that way. See, we're not bad vibes. See, I know guys are going to start saying, no, we're going to say like, oh, the guy's insecure. I don't think it makes him insecure. Yeah, I think if my partner told me that he'd slept with someone and he was hanging out, don't even tell me.
Female friends.
Yeah. Female friend. Don't even tell me.
You know, like that.
You should even have her number.
Am I really going to cut off someone that I fucked and we're still friends? No.
Oh, really?
No, I wouldn't.
Really?
They would say that.
But why is she even telling you? I don't know. Yeah. You girls are too honest.
Why did she even tell you?
You're not too honest.
You don't need to know.
Hold your lips.
Mate.
Why do you need to
tell me? You might need to be my backup when you fuck up.
Oh, exactly. No, I'm joking. I don't agree with that.
I need that.
But I don't agree with that. But I just think that you don't need to... You don't need to be honest about everything. Anything.
No, you don't.
Listen, if you fuck them once, you bounce, cool.
Especially if there's nothing going on anymore.
Laugh at your group chat, ha ha ha. You're not fucking him again, please.
Yeah. Unless he sees something on your phone and he can see you're still flirting. Like, why do you need to start opening your yash and start telling him, I fucked three. Ah.
Yeah, I feel like the only time I've ever like brought up someone that I've got history with is if it's just come for conversation. I'm not going to come to you and be like, By the way, I've had sex with this person and they're still in my life. Like, fuck that, man.
Yeah,
exactly.
Especially when there's nothing that's existent between you guys. It's like, he wouldn't have the faintest. So why are we now make it a thing?
It's true.
Yep. No, it's true. It's absolutely true. I'm sorry, I just saw an article that's mentioned my name. I'm going to click on that later. Anyway, right. Next dilemma. Let's do another. Goes like this. Hi, Lonnie. So my girlfriend cheated on me. We got past it, but somehow it ended up being part of our sexual experiences. She or myself would bring it up during sex or talk about how sneaky she was, etc. And she and I both really get off on it. I don't know how, lol. But anyway, I feel like it's very toxic. It's a very toxic way to be sexual with someone that is your partner. Basically, I want to shake this kink, but don't know how. Any advice? Did you guys get that?
Yeah.
Basically, his girlfriend cheated on him.
Yeah.
And now they've reconciled, but they use that as like stuff to like get each other going.
So in bed, he's like, "Oh yeah, remember when I caught you?" Like you see stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's
like you
that's
fucking when you shouldn't have
in it.
You naughty girl.
In it.
You little slut. Literally.
Did you help him when it came out?
Yeah. Like
did you put it back?
Did you put it back in?
How did you feel? How did you feel?
Did you put it back in when it came out?
Did you put back in?
How did you feel when I caught you?
Yeah.
Getting back shot.
Did he not inside
that's,
you?
That's a different kink. I haven't heard
did
of that.
Did you swallow it?
That's,
I feel
that
like
is
I could
a different type
that,
of kink.
You know?
I feel like it touches into the realm of cuckolding.
There
I
you
feel
go.
Like I could get into that.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you smiley wish was reading it.
You a freak, Mary.
No, freak comment. No comment. I feel like, I could get into my cuck bag. Like, I've said this to you guys already before, but I would love to like see my girl getting fucked by other people. I think that's definitely something that, but cheating's different though. Cause it's like, rah, you betrayed.
Yeah. But he's still getting turned on by it and he doesn't know why.
You can't shake that though. Cause that's obviously just,
it's something that you're, it's either you don't talk about it or you do.
You
can say, listen, can we not do this tonight? If you want to shake it, you have to discipline yourself.
Yeah.
You can talk about so many,
to
other
not indulge in it. Yeah.
Or there's so many things you can do. So
or spontaneously introduce something else.
Yeah, introduce something else.
Yeah,
but if you know you enjoy it and you feel like you're at a place where you know it won't happen again, then continue if it makes you feel. I don't think there's anything wrong.
If he enjoys it,
if he enjoys
it again, is he gonna
she's not the one
that's
for
the
you.
Thing yeah so huh. like
because I'm sure as a good girlfriend she's going to want to keep the momentum going
as a good girlfriend.
Do you know what I'm saying? She's gonna cheat again
exactly to you know give it fresh oomph
to it.
She's probably thinking if this is what you did this time next time I'm a fucking couple niggas like, you know come back be like I got gangbangs. oh which one had you first
exactly that's what I'm thinking because bro, be careful what you say you like, because are you going to just accept it?
You guys have a bit of cuckolding in you. Like, would you ever like to see your partner get, like,
yeah.
I feel like I do as a fantasy, but in reality, I will fucking...
Reality, I'd be a bit... I'll shake a little bit. I'm twitching.
I will shoot you.
You shake and twitch.
I will actually... I will... Oh, God. I'm not strong enough. They will have to... They will literally have to, like, section me. Because...
Not sex. Oh, no.
No, because I feel like I'll turn into... Yes, because I feel like I'm a mad person. It just wouldn't be right. But fantasy-wise...
Yeah.
I love it. Reality, I don't think I'm strong enough.
That is funny.
I'm not strong. And I can admit that. I feel like it's very important that everybody knows their sexual boundary.
That's true. It's true.
That's true.
It's so important to know your sexual boundary, you know?
Not agreeing to stuff just because your partner.
Just because, right. Oh, hell no. It would never happen.
Just to appease your partner.
Because imagine how you feel after sex anyway when you're emotionally tied to someone.
Exactly.
That will also play with you as well.
Exactly. My partner said he wouldn't mind if I had sex with a girl. But I said, oh, that's nice. I'm not doing it because if I now have sex with a girl, you also say you want to have sex with a girl.
Do you think that's what he's trying to do, though?
Nah. I think he wants me to explore, but it was after, like, months of nagging, though.
By the way, I volunteered myself here, but you guys already know. If you need a second girl, I'm here. We don't need to be going to do CRB anywhere else. You guys already know.
I don't even know why you even laughed at that.
Your partner, you have somebody. If you want it... If you're already, you already know.
An advert,
you already know.
Advertising a vagina for us. Listen,
I already said I'm going. I'm waiting.
Listen, I'm happy to be a
I said I'm going to Laid Bare HR because I'm tired
I'm
of
happy
you.
Who's HR? Seriously,
who's
we
HR?
Need
HR. The cube.
The cube.
what's the manager called again?
No, honestly. Hey, Daddy.
Daddy cube. Oh my God, I still got my Instagram.
His wife hid it. Daddy cute.
DM him. I'm like, hi. Oh, eyes.
But anyway, y'all show your partners, you know, my picture and tell them what you're working with. If they're like,
it's true. I'll show him. What was Ray's latest photo today? She said, I just want peace.
Oh, really? Let me see.
I said, but are you the peace?
Are you actually the peace then?
No, she look good still.
I'm never the peace.
Okay, let's do one last one. Okay. Hey, my boyfriend had his email open in front of me and one appeared from OnlyFans. He admitted he paid $7 to subscribe to a girl for 1 month. Damn. Porn is free. How deep is this? So she's basically angry that her man paid for porn.
But I'm not gonna lie, help create a support sex, sex workers.
But let's be real, the girlfriend don't care about, she don't give a fuck, let's be real. She don't give a fuck about, like, most I feel like your average girl does not want you paying someone their man.
I mean, it is quite disrespectful, let me not lie.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? But at the same time, support sex workers, in it.
Yeah.
You know, if your partner's okay with it and if you're single, I think support sex workers. But if he says it's just a one-time thing, then I guess believe him. Do you know what I mean? Like, ask to see what he was looking at. I would be quite intrigued. Me, I'm nosy.
Same.
I'll be like, let me see.
Yeah, let's watch it together.
I want to see what it is. It's not even
what is it
that
your money going to?
I
want to
see what it is that your dick is getting hard for.
Right.
Or what maybe he went on Twitter and saw the 30-second clip and was annoyed.
And then went to now.
And then went back to subscribe.
Yeah, I want
to
see more.
Because he said, I'm tired of these little clips on Twitter.
It's true.
Yeah. It's maybe true. That's just his preferred porn.
But that's commitment, though. So I understand where she's coming from. If you're committing yourself to
paying
somebody's business, so boy.
You've got your bank card and you typed the expiry date.
Not even autofill.
He has to go and get up and leave his bed. You don't have to leave your bed to get your card.
It's your card.
That is the
that.
Worst.
I hate it.
You're making
me think if I should do this. Now.
Exactly.
Now I'm thinking, should I part with my money or should I not?
Should I just close it and just go?
You know, I'd be in bed for like 5 minutes trying every way to get it to autofill. Like, surely I should know, like, the expiry date. Surely I should know the last three numbers. Yeah. Like,
I always get mine wrong as well.
I'm always off by a number and I'm like, fuck's sake. But no, really and truly, going back to this, I don't know, guys, would you ever do OnlyFans though?
I've been trying to convince my girl
have been trying to convince me since COVID to do OnlyFans, to put on a belly and just squirt stuff on my tits.
Yeah, you should.
Do you have any tattoos?
No.
So perfect.
You can get away with it.
You can
get away with it, a belly, but I know it's you.
I feel like everyone knows.
I know those titties anywhere.
I'll be like, Nikki, I know that's you.
in the comments.
You so I'm slim.
And then you don't be retweeting me. Be like, Nikki, listen, stop it. I'd be like, ah, cover blood.
Be like, hey, this also Nikki. Like, get that bag, girl.
Yeah, I have tattoos and yeah, this is definitely so bait. So
yeah, mine is bait as well. Yeah, mine are bait. I need to get this.
I was saying though, me and my girl would make a bag of OnlyFans, you know, ebony thick few thin.
Ooh. Okay.
She's
the bottom of the name.
Signed up, please. I told her I want to go to Thailand next year, fam. And I'm like, nah. I'm going to sell some front for that. Yeah. So
I can't lie. I did make an account. But then I didn't go back. I didn't go back to it because I think the picture had to be an actual picture. And I tried to use some random logo on my
phone. Really?
Yeah. And then I was like, nah, forget this. I'm not supposed to do this.
It wasn't for me.
But then also, we do know that OnlyFans isn't just sexual content.
Yeah, so I made an OnlyFans account, but I didn't post it. I just posted what was already on my Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
But I did get a couple of subscribers, though.
Really? Because I was thinking, let me just entice people. And then when they come, surprise, I'm sitting there reading the Bible.
Imagine if people do like streams of them just reading the Bible.
Yeah, I'd be like some 91.
People do be making money on there. Yeah. Like I know girls who post their feet on there and I said this before, like girls who will post their feet on there thinking that they're better than the next girl. I'm just like, you know they're wanking off to your feet.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Just because you're not posting your vagina or your tits don't make you better than
the next person. Exactly. Absolutely.
You know they're not looking at your feet as if it's the Mona Lisa. Right. They're using your feet to wank off with.
There you go. That's like, did you watch that Olivia Atwood documentary? Some girl, she's a proper gym babe, she flexes her biceps.
No,
really,
and fans. She gets bare money, like literally she's making like six figures.
There's a kink for everything.
Yeah,
there really is.
There's a kink for everything.
And then one day she was like, oh, she's gonna spice it up, and her friend came and jumped on her back. They were sending her bare money. All you kept hearing was the Monzo ping in the background.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That was it.
You guys getting paid on Twitter?
No.
Yeah,
she said yeah. We don't have how many thousand followers.
Anyone can what's it, get paid on Twitter though.
Yeah, but the engagement part of it.
Yeah.
You could make, what about you, Ray? Would you ever do OnlyFans?
I want to, yeah.
You should do it. You should just do it. Just walk around in a bikini.
Literally, just
you actually wouldn't.
I sound like a pimp.
Honestly,
I sound like a pimp.
Somebody said to me, like, you're putting, when I went on holiday, the stuff that I posted on my story, you're doing this for free.
I was thinking, you are doing.
It's because as soon as people see OnlyFans, they just say,
it's like, that. Yeah.
But then you do it for free, it's like, ah, this is fine.
Yeah.
Cardi B has OnlyFans.
What?
Cardi B?
Yeah.
They all do, of course.
She got OnlyFans. I'm sure she's not doing
it. I think hers is on Playboy Centerfold, which is kind of like OnlyFans, but on a different platform.
I'm sure she said it.
Oh, she probably has it before, but she doesn't have it. I don't think she's okay. She's got to deal with Playboy. Listen, I've been knowing my Cardi B.
Oh, no, well, all right then.
Listen, if I were you, I'll just put on one nude colour legging. Yeah, all you got to do is just come in the video
jump.
And sit down. It's a 5-second video. That's
not
it.
Even that. Just jump
come sit
up
down.
And wrap it. Jump
yeah.
Because I do make it clap.
Yeah. Or you just get up and stretch it. You go, just make it. Because just stretch. 5-second video. That's it.
Like this.
Imagine. That's your rep.
Or a video. Fam, you can do a video of you putting on jeans. Do you know how much I would pay to see
it's
that?
True.
All right, then.
Yeah, squeeze into some jeans.
Exactly.
How do you pay? Is it Donnell Jones or is it genuine?
In those jeans.
And Ray likes candles as well. And sometimes I FaceTime her. She's just chilling in the bath with candles. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you're just there on the Tuesday, like
so you just to record content,
making titties out.
You need to be making content.
Let us know, guys. Would you do OnlyFans? Yes or no? Are you on OnlyFans? Use the hashtag #LaidBarePodcast. We want to know all about it. But that is all the time we have for today. We answered some dilemmas. We spoke about the Nigerian embassy. We spoke about Russell Brand and him being an absolute twat. Mm-hmm. What else did we talk about? Well, we spoke about a bit.
Yeah, it was like a rounded conversation.
Yeah, just go back.
Tell your friends in a nice, soft way. If
they thank. Yeah. But yes, anyway, we will catch you later. You know where to catch me on all socials, at Oloni.
I'm so Nikki _ on Instagram.
And you find me everywhere at IB Ray Rogers.
And Mary and FRENS.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Not the harmonies.
I'm done.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.